Good morning, everyone. I hope you recognize this is Tuesday for all in April, which Tuesdays mean
I don't wear makeup, I don't fix my hair, and my boobs are like lopsided. So I actually have a bathing suit on underneath this. This is why I'm looking so amazing today. This is the day where I do a lot of writing. So like all those massive action lines you get, Facebook posts, all kind of emails, all the things. Today's the day that I do all the writing for the next week. So it's hunker down day where I will be getting off of here and then putting my face into the laptop for probably the next 6 straight hours. And part of it is I'm going to do some of it outside. It's going to be really nice outside today. So I am going to lay out a little bit and get that vitamin D. So one of the things I wanted to talk to you guys about that we haven't talked a lot about throughout this month is how do you get motivated? Y'all ask me this all the time. It's like, oh, how do you get motivated? How do you get motivated to do stuff you don't want to do? How do you get motivated to restart? How do you get motivated after a bad weekend? How do you get motivated to start exercising? Whatever it may be, right? And there are two components. I've actually been researching it because if you guys don't know, we are doing self-sabotage next month. And a big reason why we self-sabotage ourselves is because we lack some motivation. And a lot of us go and look for motivation in the wrong places. So one of the things that we do mistakenly is we look to like someone to say something motivating to us. Like we're looking externally for motivation. And one of the things you have to understand is that motivation is always going to be generated by some kind of thought you're having. So if you're like, how do I get motivated? You have to find thoughts that are going to generate the feeling of motivated. And for a lot of people, feeling motivated is not the same as feeling excited to do something. I think a lot of us mistake that if we're not excited to do it, we must not be motivated. If your child was in danger, you would not be excited to go help them. You would be motivated to go help them. Motivated just means there's something on the inside compelling you to do something. That's all it means. It doesn't come with the feelings of happiness or ease or anything like that. It just means this is more important than this. And so when you break it down and you think about motivation, if motivation is really about your willingness to do something, because that's really all motivation is, I am just willing to do this, you're looking to feel more like motivated and willing. And those are going to be feelings that don't always come along with excitement and joy and happiness and ease and all these other things. So one of the things that like the first key to feeling motivated is really understanding why something is important to you. So if you are like desperately wanting to lose weight, one of the things that you have to do is you have to figure out all the reasons why it's important. And not only one time do you need to figure this out, but you need to be figuring it out daily and weekly. So if you tend to lack motivation, like if you notice your motivation wanes really easy and stuff, you need to look more at how often am I writing about why I want to lose weight? How often am I sitting and thinking about all of the reasons why? Every single reason I can think of. Like I know for me, one of my early motivations, one of my early whys is Chris and I, we would go like we'd either go to the mall, we would just go someplace. And when we would walk, I would have to tell him to slow down because he walked faster than me and I would get winded. And one of my early motivations was I wanted to be able to go walking with Chris and him not have to slow down. Like I wanted to be able to walk as fast as Chris. That was like a why for me. So I spent a lot of time when I was like in the early days of losing my weight, figuring out all the reasons why I wanted to lose weight. I would look around and be like, I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to go up a flight of stairs and not have to hang on to the side rail. I want to be able to go up a flight of stairs and not be winded. I wanted to actually not mind going up a flight of stairs because it was so painful or because it like winded me so much. So I thought constantly about all the reasons why weight loss was important to me. You know, part of it was because I wanted to stop the obesity gene in my family. I didn't want to have to take Logan to school and worry about, like, if the kids thought he had an overweight mom. Like, I had a lot of things. Some of them, were they worded the most positive way? No, but they did the job. They didn't scare me, but they reminded me of, this is the life I don't want. This is the life I do want. And I spent a lot of time thinking about that stuff. Like, there's not one time when I was losing weight where if you had asked me, why do you want to lose weight? I would have went, I don't know. I don't really know. I always knew. And my reasons changed all the time. I came up with new ones all the time because I made sure that my brain stayed focused on, why is this important? Why is this important? I thought about it in the mornings. I thought about it while I ate. I thought about it late. I tried to trigger myself to think about it as often as I possibly could. That motivated me in the moments when I didn't want to do things. There were plenty of times where I wanted to order French fries. I did not want to order a baked potato at all. We would go to Outback, and the last thing that I wanted was a fucking baked potato when I really wanted French fries. But I was motivated to order the baked potato, and I was motivated to do it, and even like bitch in my head a little bit about it. But I was motivated to do it because I knew how important it was for me to lose my weight, for me to change my eating habits, for me to become a healthier version of me, because I thought about that stuff all the time. So if you're looking for motivation, a lot of you want motivation to just turn on immediately. It's not going to turn on immediately. It's just not. You're going to have to do this work, like, in your planner every single day. The reason why we give you that journaling section is so that you can write in that section, not so you can look at it and think about how hard and confusing it is. It's not super hard. If you lack motivation, then you should write every day, here's some reasons why I would like to lose weight. If you're lacking motivation, ask yourself, what things could I think to motivate me? What do I think other people who are motivated are thinking right now? Like, asking yourself those questions. So I always like to use my journaling, you know, like right now I'm writing every single day, what's my personal vision for myself? Like, I've been asking myself, what's my purpose? Every day for the last, like, about a week, it's changed every day because I don't necessarily know what my life's purpose is. I know what my business purpose is. I know, like, some of that stuff, but I've been thinking about, like, the bigger scheme for Corinne. I don't really know. I'm taking a lot of guesses, though. And then every day when I'm writing, I'm like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. Or I'm like, I don't know if this is it or not. But that's what you've got to do when you're looking for those whys and when you're looking for those reasons and stuff. You have to be willing to cycle through a lot, and you have to be willing to, like, try some on and see if they fit, and maybe they don't, maybe they do. Over time, you collect a bunch. So if you want to feel motivated, I think one of the first thing you have to do is you have to be getting in touch with why this is important. Being able to remember that in the moment you don't want to is going to be key. Now, does that mean that when you know your why, like, this is what a lot of you take, I must not know my why because I'm still overeating. That's not true. You know your why. It's just right now, it's not practiced enough. And so often, like in the mornings and the afternoons and all these other times before you go to bed and stuff, that in the moments that you want to break your plan, your why is not coming to the surface fast enough yet. That comes with practice. That comes from you never taking your foot off the gas with it. And I think one of the other key things about motivation is, like, you know, number one is, like, really understanding why and stuff. And I think the other thing is understanding the difference between, like, trying to make yourself do something and being drawn to do it. So the why really happens there, but a lot of you aren't really motivated because you have a story around the thing that you want to do, that sucks for you. So we're going to work on that in the self-sabotage course. You're going to be one of the very first exercises that you do is you are going to write about the story you have around hunger and food and things like that. For a lot of you, the reason why you don't feel motivated is like people will ask me, like, I'm just not making my 24-hour plan. How do you get motivated to make your 24-hour plan in the morning? I'm like, well, you just do it. I mean, like, if we showed someone off the street, hey, today, guess what we're going to do? We're just going to write down what we're going to eat. They'd be like, okay. Like, they would never think it's that confusing, and it wouldn't be hard for them. And they were like, well, give me a piece of paper. I can bang this out right now. That's how we know there's not a big problem. But when you're not motivated, when it's not just easy to do it for you, the problem comes because you have thoughts around it. So what I normally see when it comes to, let's say, the 24-hour plan is you do a lot of talking about, well, like, I don't know if I'm going to do the right one. What if I don't follow it? Like, when you think about the 24-hour plan, you have a collection of story around it of like, well, you know, every time I sit down to make one, I just feel really scared. So I'm just not going to make anymore. And it's like asking yourself, why are you scared? And I'm like, well, because I'm really actually scared I'm never going to lose weight. If you're not motivated to do it that you know intellectually is going to help you, you have to clean up thoughts that are going on around it. That comes from that journaling. So just writing like, all right, so my general thoughts about a 24-hour plan are they're hard to do. It feels like a wasted effort because I rarely follow them, this kind of stuff. You have to look at those. Those aren't motivating thoughts. If you had the thought of it feels like wasted effort, you also have to be willing to give yourself a motivating thought of it feels like wasted effort because I haven't followed one. But I know that if I keep making them, eventually I will be able to follow them. The only way I won't be able to follow plans is if I quit making plans. Like, being willing to have both sides of the conversation. So also you have to be willing to so as you're pulling apart those stories, it's like, look at the collection of the story that you have around something that you're unmotivated to do. And then go and question the story. Is it true or does it just feel true? That's always an amazing question to ask yourself. Is it true or does it just feel true because I keep thinking it and because I keep looking for ways to prove it true? What else could be true for me too? It's possible I could follow a plan one day. I haven't followed any feels true, and I know how many that I have done, but what else could be true is if I keep doing them, I'll figure out a plan that will work. Like, allowing yourself to do both, then you're more motivated. It comes back to that when you have that different conversations just get different results. If you just keep having this one-sided conversation, which is the one that you've been having, you don't get different results. You get that result over and over and over again. So when it just comes to motivation, guys, I think it's just like these two big things. You know, one, like, quit expecting to be excited. Like, motivation is not about a level of excitement. If you're excited, that comes from one thought. If you're motivated, it's coming from a thought of, I will do this. That's all motivation is. And then it's like pulling apart. But what are my whys? Why is this all so important to me? A lot of you spend too much time and an exorbitant amount of time talking about how much of a failure you are, or how it's not going to work, or how hard it is, or what's not going right, and all this other stuff. And you're not giving any airtime to other sides of the conversation, and then wondering why you're not feeling any better, wondering why you're not motivated, compelled, drawn to, and stuff. And then pulling apart that story. So we will do a lot of that stuff next month. That's what we're going to really focus on next month, is self-sabotage and how do we get out of it and how do we motivate ourselves and how do you get momentum and stuff. I give you several hacks and tools in that program, and it will be coming up this week. Okay, so what's in my control today? today, since it is, today is like the day that I just like really do a lot of head down writing and like planning like what we're going to be doing the next couple weeks and all that kind of stuff. So what's in my control today is where I do all this work. So part of it's going to be outside, part of it's going to be in here, and part of it is probably going to be just being really honest in my bed. Later on today, what I love doing more than anything is when it's time to wind down, is I take my laptop and I go to bed and I prop up on my pillows and I do the last little bit of work and I close out with some planning for the next day and some journaling, and then I'm like right there. I don't have to go anywhere else. So I just set the laptop and everything on the floor next to me. I've already listened to some podcasts this morning. I listened to some business podcasts this morning. And then I've had my shower, obviously, and I'm nice and clean. And my exercise today was I went running. It's really pretty outside today. So I went running this morning. I ran for 2 miles, and then I walked right at two, maybe even a little more than 2 miles. And I caught up with my friend Jane this morning and connected with Jane today. And I connected with an old friend in text this morning already. So just checking in on her. And that's been my day. So I've been going since 5 a.m. And I'm getting ready to. By the way, this morning I felt sorry for my friend Jane. So I ordered a new pre-workout to try. It's called C4. Guys, I will just tell you, like, my pre-workouts are, they're not natural. So if you're like all like you don't like fake sugars and shit, you're talking to the wrong person when it comes to a pre-workout. But I was like, I'm going to get me a new pre-workout. I need to, like, you know, I'm going to get my lift on harder and blah, blah, blah. And so today was the first day I took it, and I did one scoop. First of all, it was the watermelon flavor of C4, and it's delicious. I was like, oh, this shit's good. And a lot of them aren't. But anyway, I was so jacked up. I was just running off in the mouth, and like I was like walking faster than I normally do. Then I started running, and like running with a good attitude, no less. So it was funny. Plus, I was telling her that the clouds of my period are lifting. So I'm past the first couple of days where I'm really cranky and tired and all that kind of stuff. So it was a good morning. Elizabeth says, I've been working on my plus two eating and made a couple of breakthroughs by hearing things from the No BS with New Ears. Good. I always recommend you guys listen to No BS several times. Again, if you plan on doing the self-sabotage course with us this next month, you will get so much more out of it if you go through phase one and two of No BS. Listen to it if it's been a minute, because you're going to, like, we are going to talk all about the thought work. Sabotage is about your thinking. That's it. Y'all think it's because you're, like, it's the eating. That's how it's presenting. So, like, if you think about self-sabotage, it's like self-sabotage comes from thoughts you're having, beliefs that you're holding on to, stories that you have created. And we're going to talk about finding those things, how they got started, why it actually makes sense that we do, like, we think this way, because I'm going to go into some of the brain stuff. We're going to go into the motivational triad, which I've never really talked a whole lot to you guys about, but I'm going to actually teach you about it in this course. And then we're going to get to the action part of it. Most of you guys are only really good at noticing the self-sabotaging actions that you're doing, but you haven't ever been able to dial into what is the cause. The cause is the thinking. So you need to understand the, you just need to understand, like, what a thought download is, why they're so important, because we're going to be doing a lot of that stuff this next month. You also need to just understand the model. You don't have to be able to do perfect models, but listening to the lessons, to just be like, okay, so I know for sure that there are these facts in the world. I might not be good at pulling apart the difference between a thought and a fact, but at least I know that there are facts. You also want to be like, oh, sentences, thoughts, that's what's going on in my brain. Feelings are one word. You just need the primer stuff. So listen to those lessons so that you're like, okay, I know what she's talking about. So if she says thought download, I'm not like, hey, what's a thought download? Like, nobody should be asking that. If you're having to ask that question next month when we're doing self-sabotage, I will know you have not listened to phase two. You will out yourself. So make sure that you've listened to it so that you understand this is what a thought download is. this is what the model is,
and this is how we use it.
Like getting good at doing it and getting skilled at that stuff, that just comes with practice. I'm fine with you not being skilled at doing it yet. I just want you to know what it is. So don't say like, well, I listened to it once, like back in 2017 when I first joined, and can't remember what that F even means. And so, like, guys, it's basic stuff. All I want you to do is listen to it once or twice. And if I say, what's an unintentional model? You would be able to say, like, that's where the doo-doo thoughts go. And if I said, well, what's an intentional model? That's that shit I want to think. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for you guys to give me some kind of pro level, like, you know, dialing it in and stuff. I just want you to understand that when we're talking next month about things, that you've done yourself a solid by saying, like, I don't have to question what that terminology is. I've heard it in phase two. Being curious is key for me. Many breakthroughs on thoughts by remembering that I'm curious about other possibilities and outcomes. Yeah, I think that I think curious is one of the best things. Like, I've been really listening to a lot of the thoughts I've been having lately, not even changing them. Just like really just watching shit that I say or think. Like, oh, like I'm glad that I noticed that today. You know, and if I want to think something else, great, but at least I'm not caught off guard. Like if I'm wanting, like if I, like one of the things that's really helped me is like noticing when I'm wanting to eat at night and stuff, I'm able to like have energy for it because all day long I've been kind of listening to how I'm thinking. Like I'm like, yeah, like I, like no wonder I'm having an urge because today, you know, I felt pretty stressed out because of these thoughts. Knowing, like, because a lot of times what happens is you end up eating because if you haven't been paying attention to your thoughts and you feel stressed out, this is why you're not motivated to say no at night, is all day long you've been allowing yourself to just think like, oh, it's my job, oh, it's just my circumstances. If you're not, like, paying attention to it, you're thinking and just being like, you know what, today's just, I feel bad because I'm thinking these things. Then you go into the evening, you're also going to sit there and it's like, no wonder I feel like an urge. I'm feeling urgy tonight because today my thoughts were a lot of this stuff. You have this level of understanding and compassion for yourself that you don't have when you spend all day long just trying to make it through the day because your boss is an asshole. Like when you're locked in that it's not your thinking, that it's something outside of you at night, the only thing to solve your emotions, if something outside of you caused the negative ones, then something outside of you, only reasons with your brain, can solve them. That's why it's so important. Like that first step is to get very used to paying attention before you change anything. If you're just paying attention to your thinking, you're owning your thinking. You're watching your thinking. You don't have, like, and I'm going to teach you next month, you don't even need to feel bad about your thinking. It's very normal. And that right there is a lot of times so much relief for a lot of you because you relieve yourself of the idea that you've got to change other people to feel better, that the only way you'd ever be happy is if you quit this job and you can't quit this job and all kinds of stuff. And if a lot of you are not motivated right now, when it comes to your food, I really recommend you listen to last night. What is today? The 28th? Listen to the April 27th coaching call for 2020 on the Discovery Worksheet call. It was really good. We talked a lot about like people who came in who had already been doing work on overeating and what they're discovering in that stuff. It will help you tee yourself up to sit through some of your urges and start really realizing like how you're talking to yourself and all that kind of stuff. Okay, I better get out of here and start writing all my fancy words for you guys and my newsletters and all the thingies. Y'all have a good day. We'll talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.